Hello, everyone. It is almost the end of January, and truth be told, I should have had this update, announcement, whatever you want to call it, out probably a week ago. But I have been slacking, I guess, if you want to call it that. Anyway, the Valentine's event is upon us, and I wanted to give a few details. And since audio is my medium, good Lord, I haven't had enough coffee yet. I decided that this would be the best way to announce, similar to what I did with the Christmas event. So I'm going to try to keep this short and sweet, but we all know it's me, so chances of that happening, not that great. Let's see what we can do. So the event is going to launch officially in the boudoir on February 9th. That will be the day of the first posting. There are six audios in total. I'm not a fan of the commercialism of Valentine's Day. So, the hearts and flowers and, having to spend money on the person you love and all that crap. I'm not big on that part. What I do love about Valentine's Day is the idea of celebrating passion, celebrating love, celebrating all of the feelings that go along with that stuff. So that's what I've kind of geared the event toward. It's not so much the bells and whistles side of Valentine's Day, but the actual core part of it, the feeling part of it. So all of the audios represent passion. There's some passionate theme running through them, whether it's confession of new love, whether it's, which let's be honest, is a big part of it, whether it's just being in love and expressing it in a certain way, obviously through naughty stuff, because that's what we're here for. Although there is one safe for work. I did go a little bit of a different way this time, and did a safe for work audio. So that's the whole idea behind it. The event itself is called Love Letters to Broadway because I took a similar approach to what I did with the Christmas event, and I used songs as the inspiration for each audio. So it's no secret, I'm a musical theater geek, have been my whole life as a performer and as a listener. So I chose six songs that represent the theme of love. And I chose the number six. I'm probably going to get that question. The number six in tarot, in the tarot cards, is the Lovers. It's the number of Venus, goddess of love. So it's just the number associated with love in a lot of ways. So that's why I landed on six. Plus, it seemed a little bit more doable than the 12 audios that we ended up with at Christmas. Anyway, so the six audios are all taken from Broadway songs, okay, musical theater songs. They are not representative of the action of the song. So I didn't take the song and then do an audio based on what was happening in the song. I did the same thing that I did with the Christmas audio, is I picked a selection of lyrics from the song and used that as a concept to build a concept off of. Now, here's where things are a little different. I did not do this alone this time. I had help. Anybody that knows me knows that I don't ask for help very often, and this one kind of came about in a roundabout way. I was having a conversation with somebody about the event and how I was doing things, and it just one thing led to another. And I had a writer help me with the concepts for this one. So our writer that contributed is Trugardent. I have filled several of his scripts. Actually, one of his scripts, Going Nowhere Fast, is my biggest audio to date. Over 30,000 plays on Soundgasm. So we're familiar with him. Brilliant writer. I sent him the songs, and within like half an hour, he came back to me with five of the six concepts. So he picked the chunks of the lyrics, and then he just gave me kind of these overall outlines of ideas, and then I took the outlines, just kind of the basic concept, and then I improved from there. So the concepts come from him, from from the lyrics of the songs. The improvs are 100% mine. So there's no scripting, no anything like that. But it was a joint effort in terms of coming up with the ideas behind the audios. So thank you, Gardent, for helping me with that. It was very nice not to have to not to have to brainstorm all of that myself. And you came up with some fantastic things that I never would have come up with. So that's awesome, and I'm really excited for everybody to hear them. I did go safe for work this time, as I said. I do have the Pillow Talk audio jeez, crowd here now. So I wanted to introduce some safer work this time. So there is one, and it's got a little bit of a supernatural element. So there's one of those. Keep an eye out for that. And one of the audios will be released on Siren again, but it will be 100% free. So anytime I do an event like this, if I do put one on Siren, I ask them to keep it outside of the paywall. So all you need is a free account over there. And there's quite a bit of free content over there. So check that out. I believe it's on the 11th that one drops. So the other part of this that I wanted to mention is, as a thank you to my patrons again, I will be launching the entire event, all six audios, into Patreon at my $10 tier on the 1st of February. So February 1st, they'll all be there. And then February 5th, my $5 tier will get all six of them. And then February 9th, the day of the first release into the boudoir, my $3 tier will get all six of them. So there is a bit of a thank you to the patrons for being patrons. You get a bit of a sneak peek at them. So excited for that. It's not as much of a content dump as December. December was 24 audios. That was a lot. This is a little bit more manageable, hopefully. And hopefully it puts everybody in the mood for celebrating love on the 14th. And that'll be the last day. So the last audio will drop on the 14th of February. Obviously Valentine's Day. I think that's everything. Yeah, that's everything I wanted to say. So thank you everybody for listening. I hope you're all looking forward to this as much as I am. I might drop some teases over the next couple of days, with the infographics and stuff. And we'll see what y'all think. I hope you love it as much as you love the Christmas event. Thanks, everyone.